Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space.
Welcome back, my friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community at oldpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesdays. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Selling Art with Richard and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And Saturday, every other Saturday, join Grey Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wild as he brings you Bad Company. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Join Victoria tonight as she brings you The Hearts of LNP. Tuesdays, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Wednesdays, join Neutron and Cap as the After Midnight Bombers. Thursdays, a split between delving into a world of strange magic with any coherent dust and Black Lace Diaries with Mistress Frost and Mr. M. Fridays are split between Crawling into Darkness with Pam and Break On Through. And Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babbler as they teach you the fine art of being part sinner, part saint. Check out the contest and prompts for all our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang out for the fun. Good evening, Pam.
Hello, Rex. How's it going, Space Cowboy?
All right.
Awesome sauce. Great topic tonight. Steve Miller Band, always fun to listen to. So very cool.
Yeah, I thought it'd be different.
Definitely some fun beats and lyrics to play with, so very cool. And I was noticing they had quite a bit of change in their members of their band throughout the years.
Oh, you forget. Band was formed in 66. So it's been around for quite a while over the years. And he was an older... Steve come from a blues and jazz background. His mother was a jazz-influenced singer. His father was a physician and also an amateur studio recorder. And they always had Les Paul and Mary Ford were frequent visitors to the Miller household in Milwaukee back in the 50s. In fact, both his parents were the... matron of honor and the best man at Les Paul's and Mary Ford's wedding in 49. And then Les Paul became Steve's godfather.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So he definitely not only probably got it genetically, but was so much raised around music that it was really a part of him.
Was just the start. They moved to Dallas in 1950. And they had a lot of greats coming in to visit and record it. They set up a studio. So they were doing recording at their place in Dallas. And they had the likes of T-Bone Walker, Charles Mingo, Tal Farlow as part of the gang that regularly visited. In fact, T-Bone Walker taught Steve how to play the guitar behind his back and with his teeth back in 52.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that definitely goes to show how, between how long the band has been around and the different influences he's had, that the kind of the variations in sound or the uniqueness of sound and style in their music. That really
that
cool to know all
that stuff. He went to, in Dallas, he also went to school with Boz Scaggs, who was... one of the early members of his band.
Yeah, I noticed that. I recognized that name.
He went to Chicago for a while to play in the blues background because that's where his heart was set. And he got to jam with the likes of Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy.
Yeah. Oh, that is very cool. Very cool. Yeah, well, you know, it definitely, you know, is going to be a fun night. And I did bring on area code 703, which is either Tom or Bobby. Can't quite remember which one. But so hello, area code 703. You're on the air.
You're changeable.
Or changeable, yeah.
Hi, we're Bobby. Interchangeable.
Glad you could join us.
Kind of like, we're kind of like Mr. Potato Head. You could just mix the parts up.
Wow. These are changeable, locked and loaded pieces.
There you go. We just share brain cells occasionally.
There you go. Too funny.
Good evening.
And
how
are you doing, Bobby?
I'm splendid. Thank you for asking.
Not much conviction in that.
Are you kidding? All right, I'll work on it.
What do you want her to sound like? Mary Effin Poppins or something? Jeez, Rex.
Well,
splendid is the best I can do. I'm sorry.
Tell me you're doing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Something out of your mouth, which is quite atrocious.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to have that trapped in my head for the rest of the night. I just got rid of three blind mice being trapped in my head.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got some fun rites for tonight. So what do you say, Rex?
I was surprised that I wrote for tonight, because I don't listen to Steve Miller much, but I looked at your contest and the prompt, and it seemed, and I remember the song that I heard a lot in the early 70s, and so
yep.
I wrote to that.
Yeah, I read your poem. It was funny. I'm looking forward. I'm glad you were inspired.
So here I am.
Oh, well,
okay.
Cool. And
all right.
Well,
what say we
ready, Rex? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, up first we have The Sorceress by T. Perry 898. And Rex, will you give that a read for us, please?
The Sorceress by T. Perry. Turn me round and cast your magic off of love and mystery. Please invite me and delight me, aim that sets my spirit free. Make a wish and take me higher, let me shimmer in the sun. Burning slowly with desire, magic spells are slowly spun. Wicked sorceress unrivaled, painted deeds of sensual bliss. Wrapped in silk and lace and leather, there was poison in her kiss. She was dressed in satin undies, I was putty in her hands. We would soar up in the heavens, high above the promised land. Round and round and round we tumble, locked in heaven's sweet embrace. I was hypnotized completely by her beauty and her grace. End poem. And T took the Abracadabra song as their prompt. So, all right, Pam, kick it off.
Oh, this was great fun. You know, as always, he has just spot-on rhyme and flow, but I particularly like how this is sensual, but it's sensual with kind of a bit of humor. And I like how he has these little references that pay tribute to the song itself, to the music itself, such as the Set My Spirit Free, up high above the promised land, you know, Hypnotized Completely. There's a lot of really good stuff in here. I would say my absolute two favorite stanzas are the first one, Please invite me and delight me, aim to set my spirit free. And third one, wicked sorcerers, unviled, painted deeds of sensual bliss, wrapped in silken lace and leather, there was poison in her kiss. It's like that kind of poem, a story poem that tells a story about someone you know is oh so bad for you, but you can't resist the tumble. And so excellent writing, very well done.
Well said, Pam. Thank you. And Bobby, how about you?
I enjoyed this thoroughly. Beautifully written. the cadence. The cadence is great. It like Pam said, it's a great storytelling piece. And I don't know that I had any favorite stanzas because the whole thing stands together so well. And I think it nails the prompt, abracadabra, just beautifully. This is a delightful ride.
Nicely said, Bobby. Thank you very much. And, yeah, it has that nice touch. Well, it's kind of offering up the duality. The sorceress, when you think of sorceress, there's a kind of a dark notion to that. And he alludes a little bit to that with there was poison in her kiss, but then again, turns right around with the next line, she was dressed in satin undies, I was putty in her hands, and then we would soar up in the heavens high above the promised land. So there's a little duality in the thought of dark in the right cast, plus the sensual angle, which walks through it to make the good angle, or the good witch, the good sorceress. Nice touch of tone to the black and white side of this piece itself. I like that. All right, Pam, what you got next?
All right. Up next, I have Weep With Me, Weeping Willow by Martha Gettle. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
Weep With Me, Weeping Willow by Martha Gettle. Weeping willow, weep for me. Love has shown me a fool to be. I gave my love without a care. Then I turned around and he wasn't there. Weeping willow, lost love breaks my mind. Let me you some comfort find. Weeping willow, I feel so all alone. Like the heart in me has turned to stone. Weeping willow, carry me away. Back to the shores of yesterday. When I thought I knew how love was played, weeping willow, carry me away. Love has broke my heart in two, and weeping willow, I'm here to weep with you. I wake each day so all alone, and must find the strength to go on. Weeping willow, carry me away. Back to the shores of yesterday. When I thought I knew how love was played. Weeping willow, carry me away. Weeping willow, all my dreams have died. And all alone, so many tears I've cried. Weeping willow, I tried to stand tall. But weeping willow, all I can do is fall.
Great read. Thank you very much, Martha. We appreciate the SoundCloud very, very much. And Bobby, why don't you lead us off, please?
I have to say, when I hear Martha perform her pieces, I'm reminded of a film, a 2000 film called Songcatcher. And it's about this musicologist who goes up into the Appalachians to collect folk songs that actually have their origins in Europe, in England, and Wales. And this style that Martha uses, especially a cappella, is so reminiscent of the folk singers that you hear in this film. Matter of fact, I listened to her the other day, and it made me want to watch the film again. I love her storytelling. I love her folk sound. It is so I'm searching for the right word, but it's it reminds me of the songs, the folk songs that they were singing from the mountain people in Appalachia. And it reminds me of the mountain music. That's what I was trying to say. It reminds me of mountain music that I've heard so many times. And I like her story about the weeping willow and the way she carries it all the way through. So bravo, Martha, another big hit.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Nicely said. And Pam, how about you?
I really liked this. I liked what Bobby had to say about her songwriting having that folk music sound to it. I think that's really just spot on there. What I really like about this is that it's told by the perspective of someone who's looking for some empathy, some sympathy, someone who understands grief and the idea of not feeling loved, and that they're turning in nature. And I really like this all the way through, but especially that chorus with weeping willow carry me away back to the shores of yesterday when I thought I knew how love was played. Weeping willow carry me away. Because it's not just wanting to get over the heartache. It's that wishing that wish that will never come true, that you could go back in time and be a wiser person and be a more knowledgeable person and not, you know, have your heart broken again. So just absolutely a beautiful, touching write and very well done.
Nice. Great comments, you two. And, yes, it does have that folk feel. That mountain feel, as you say, Bobby, does got that that nice intonation of being something that's been around a long, long time, and it's something that may have been upgraded a little bit here and there over the years by whoever's taken the song on. I like the fact that she included Steve Miller's version on the bottom here, which is a cover from someone else, Ronell. I can't remember the name at the moment. From back in the day, and she stayed well within the song's boundary that Steve does, but also she drew it into herself, the making it her own. So this works very well with the both the original and that which she offers up. So nicely done, Martha. Thank you very much. All right,
great
Pam.
Comments there, Rex. All right. Up next, we have your song or your poem, Bobby. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Well, I'm not going to sing. I wouldn't do that to you guys. I like you too much. It's like the old joke, for $10 I'll sing, for $20 I won't. Okay. This is inspired by the song The Joker by the Steve Miller Band. Titled, I Hate This Song. I recognize that damn melody with the very first note I want to grab into the, I want to reach into the radio and grab the singer by the throat. There's just something about that song that drives me up the wall. I could happily take the bass player's guitar and beat it with a maul. The wording is ridiculous. The lyrics make no sense. The composer's knowledge of language is merely a pretense. The musicality of the band, my irritation does not allay, because every time I hear that word, I ask, what the hell is a pompous anyway? Is a rock song the proper place to introduce a neologism? All I know is when I hear that word, it gives my nerves a tropism. And a gangster of love is still a criminal, a bloke outside the law, and all this lovey-dovey nonsense really in my craw. His reference to her peaches just seemed so wrong and sick. I wish she'd take a branch from her shaken tree and beat him with that stick. I'm not a violent person. I think you know it's true. But that song always sets my teeth on edge. So what am I to do? My aversion to this song, I think, really has no cure. But if I know if I ever meet this Maurice guy, I'll throttle him for sure. Every time that tune comes on, I think, damn, I hate this wretched song. And even though it's really rather short, 3 minutes and 38 seconds is still too damn long. End poem.
Great read, Bobby. Thank you very much. And Pam, kick it off.
Well, I tell you, I hope you didn't hold back there at all, Bobby. No, come on, let us know how you really feel.
Oh, shucks.
Well, you know, if you're going to write about hating a song, you might as well do it with damn good rhyme. And you have definitely done that. And, you know, and I really like it. And while I personally like the song, I do know songs that I have listened to, especially there were some really bad one-hit wonders in, like, the 80s and 90s that I would definitely write a song, a poem like this to. And let's see. Oh, and by the way, pompatus was actually a made-up word. It was made up by the guy who who wrote the song. So
it's a neologism.
Yep, and I like this all the way through, but I like especially, there's just something about that song that drives me up the wall. I could happily take the bass player's guitar and beat it with a maul. And also, to a rock song, the proper place to introduce it in neoglism, all I know is that when I hear that word, it gives my nerves a tropism. Oh, and I like how you just go on and on, and I like how you take little tidbits of the song, and where you say, I'm not a violent person. I think you know it's true. Well, I got to tell you, Bobby, I used to think you weren't a violent person. Now I'm beginning to question that.
I feel very strongly about certain things. I hate this song.
Yes, well, you know, like I said, I like that you came out with both hands, fist swinging. You had a great sense of humor about this, and I can tell that you had fun writing it. And another part I really did like was that, but I know if I ever meet this Maurice guy, I'll throttle him for sure. I don't know. I think pretty much any guy, like, the name Maurice sounds like the name of a guy who would be an ass. It really does. Like, there's just certain names that you hear them and you're going, yep, you were the bully in school. But this is great. Very well done.
Thank you.
Nicely said, Pam. Bobby, this was funny as hell. And I don't know, do you know the backstory on the song itself?
No. I just hate the song, that's all. I don't care.
Everybody tries to figure this song out because it really is something very different. It walks along the same lines as Lewis's Jabberwocky. It's a nonsense piece. It rolls into that same. He was sitting out on his car, on the hood of his car one night with his guitar, looking up at the stars, and he came up with the line, what was it, I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, and a midnight toker, and then everything evolved. And the stuff that you've hit on in the song, like Gangster of Love, was a song he did back in the day. Maurice is also another note to a song, as is Space Cowboy. So he just
took
a bunch of things that rattled around in his head and put them all together and ended up, this is a nonsense piece, but it actually, it did well on the radio for him.
It did, I don't mind the lyrics, but the tune just grates on my teeth. I hear the beginning of it, and I want to rush over and dash the radio against the floor. There's something about this that, you know, it's like Pavlov. When I hear this song, I get violent. I want to slap somebody, you know, or destroy the radio. But I think this is. Thank you for the opportunity to vent about this came out in 73. We're talking about 40 some odd years of hating this song. So I got it out of my system tonight.
Now that's funny on top of the piece too. I like that. All right, Pam, where are we going next?
All right. Up next, we have Seductive Magic by Betty Page, and it goes like this. I'm on fire for you, sensually enraptured, sweet, addicted, it's true, scintillating hot, quiverate sound of your voice vibrating within. Heart pounds through my chest. Rhythmically, you drum my soul, melodically high, strumming your guitar, your touch intoxicating, just blowing my mind. Symphony of love, magical flow, desires, silky caresses, setting me ablaze. You're so hot in every way, in all direction. I've nowhere to turn. You have set my world on fire, and I want to burn. Only with you, love, hell's fire will consume us. We're wicked in love. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Bobby, this was done to Abracadabra, so what'd you think?
Ooh, baby. Betty Page definitely knows how to write seductive. It's just as soon as I got through sliding out of the chair, I figured you were going to call on me here. I love the way she constructs her pieces. Nothing long and rambling. Just everything is very, very staccato, very punch. You know, Symphony of Love, magically flows desire, silky correct. Just short phrases, but with such impact. Only with you, love, hell's fire will consume us. We're wicked in love. I love that last stanza. I mean, this thing really has a searing sensuality to it. And the language she uses, strumming your guitar, your touch intoxicating, just blowing my mind. It's a great piece. It really is a wonderfully sensual, subtly erotic piece.
Thank you very much, Bobby. All right, Pam, what about you?
I really like this. As always, she does have those short, impactful lines. She definitely knows her way around sensual phrasing. I have to say this is probably, the Steve Miller Band has so many catchy songs, but this has to be, I think, one of my favorites as far as getting one of those beats that just really grabs your attention. What I particularly like about this poem, the sensuality of it, is that a lot of it involves not touching, like the listening to the person's voice and listening to them strum on their guitar. But I like how strumming your guitar has a duality to it. Like it could be about actually listening to the person play their guitar and being like just totally enraptured in their gift of music. But the guitar would also represent the female form. There really is, I really like the phrase symphony of love magically desires. And what I like about, another thing I like about this and about Betty's writing in particular is a lot of times she gets a little bit dark, but it's almost always in a playful, like it feels playful. Even with lines like, only with you love, hell's fire will consume us, we're wicked in love. There's something about the tone of the rite that you see the dark sensuality, but you almost can see the mischief just lighting up in Betty's eyes. So I think it was an excellent rite and very well done.
Like I said, Pam, there's almost a little barroom thought within this. Look at the middle structure of each stanza. Sensually enraptured, sweet, quiver at sounds of your voice. Rhythmically, you drum my soul. Your touch intoxicating. Magically flows desires. You're so hot in every way. You said set my world on fire. Hell's fire will consume us. There's almost an inner piece to go along with it, with the whole thing as it sits. But you're right. It does walk on those thoughts of watching somebody, titillating hot, quivered sounds of your voice vibrating within, again, to the music. Rhythmically, you drum my soul, melodically high, maybe a drink or two, strumming your guitar, your touch intoxicating, just blowing my mind, everything rolling around, the musical flow and the notes to go along with it. And then you finish out the back end of this, setting me ablaze, I have nowhere to turn, only with you, love. It all hits on that note of the music and the enchantment coming together all at once. Nicely done, Betty.
I like that, Rex. I like how you mentioned it has a kind of like barroom type feel, like that atmosphere, as you said, of just letting the music come together. I got to tell you, you'll think this is funny, Bobby. When I was like about 12 years old, a cousin of mine who owned a bar was having an outdoor concert for a local band, like a band from like near, not the same town, but in with that part of Wisconsin. And me and my best friend at the time decided that we thought the lead singer was really cute. So we slipped him a note, and then we hid behind some trees, and we ended up giggling so loud that while he was reading the note, the rest of the band and everyone in the crowd turned towards us giggling.
That's definitely not flying under the radar.
No, we were not flying under the radar.
That's funny. That is funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the things you'll do when you're a kid with a temporary crush.
That's why young and foolish is one word.
Exactly. But, yeah. And, right. Up next we have Screams a Butterfly by Eric Svensson. And we have a SoundCloud for that, so here we go.
Screams a Butterfly. Prometheus chained in a nightmare's scream dream. Reams and realms of anger ripped out. Ancient elm and oak dust devil disintegrate. Sclerosis screams louder than the lizard king's butterfly. Red rivers, Nile flood, planetary streets. Vague plagues vanquished, anguished global citizens. Time stopped. Slippin', there ain't no future. Time stops slippin', we have no future. Modern shapeshifter demigods feel hotbed thermals. Grotesque eagles with wondrous wingspans. Razor-sharp laser beaks attack. Rip out guts, gore, and gall. Stop stealing our exclusive fire. Remain ignorant in your pigsty mires. Stop time slits scapegoats on sacrificial altars. Riptide future augurs in teardrop clown faces. From Roman Empire to modern day, illustrial eagle insignias flew. Steal our fire and we'll eat your liver. Quiver, quake, but don't breach the established order. Divine right of kings, queens, and illuminati, sacred sanctity. Whistleblowers fuel, fan incinerator time embers. Vague plague-infested Red Nile rivers suddenly clear up. Miraculously, disseminated livers heal. Vile, bitter bile is replaced by victory's sweet, sensational song. All planetary golden calf, eagle insignias melted down. Gold bullion used to feed the masses caviar. Fly like a dove, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like a dove till I'm free. O Lord, through the revolution, feed the babies who don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street. Oh, oh, let's keep on stealing their fire. End poem.
Great read, Eric, and thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. All right, Bobby, what do you think of this mixture of myth, legend, and lore, as well as music?
My goodness. What? The way he wove the song lyrics into his write was very stealthy, very, very adroit the way he did that. And then he speaks of Prometheus. He slips some Greek mythology in there. I have a thing, though, that you hear song lyrics. I had an English teacher in high school that I have to thank him for teaching us that song lyrics are poetry, and he had us reading song lyrics instead of singing them, and it really impressed on me how song lyrics are such strong poetry, and you know, Simon and Garfunkel was the big thing at the time in all of their writings, but it, to me, when I hear song lyrics spoken, it just somehow doesn't. It's like putting your shoes on the wrong feet. It just doesn't feel right. When he says, oh, oh, you know, I love what he wrote, but that particular part of it, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm sorry. It's just the way it struck me, the speaking song lyrics. But I really love the composition and the storytelling and his visual imagery. Oh my gosh, grotesque eagles with wondrous rings, wingspans, razor sharp laser beaks attack. I mean, this is a fabulous story.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, Bobby. Perfect. And Pam, how about you?
I really like this, you know. Poetry always impresses me, and I like how this one delves into the mythology. Oh, what I'm particularly impressed about is the general tone that I often see in some of his poetry, and in this one, is that the idea that there really isn't too much difference between human behavior nowadays and human behavior in ancient Rome. I really like ancient element, oak, dust, devil, disintegrate, squirrels, a screams louder than the lizard, king's butterfly, red rivers, Nile, food, planetary streets. There's really this representation of the ugliness of humanity. I'm particularly intrigued and thought it very clever, the line, "Stop stealing our exclusive fire, remain ignorant in your pigsty mires." And this makes me think of two things. First of all, the sty obviously being a reference to the pen that the pigs live in, but also referring to a sty in the eye. So it's kind of like, you know, the whole idea of, you know, it makes me think of how the Catholic Church used to only have Bibles read in Latin, so they couldn't be understood by the common man. And so it's that whole idea of wanting to keep mankind out of the know, I mean, to keep them blind, to keep people down in the dirt. It's the same way how they used to not teach slaves how to read, because it was all about keeping somebody. It's that quote that says along the lines of, you don't have to burn books, you know, to destroy a society. You just have to encourage people not to read. And I'm paraphrasing that quote. But, yeah, absolutely. As he says, from Roman Empire to modern day, illustrious ego is seen as flu, steal our fire and we'll eat your liver, quiver, quake, but don't break the established order. I think that true revolution happens when people learn to think for themselves and learn to break that established order. And what this shows is how very much how the powers that be fear that happening. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Great comments, you two. And, there's nothing left for me to say. Well, I did like one thing he dropped in that first stanza, the Lizard King's butterfly. Was a nice touch. Our sclerosis screams louder than the Lizard King's butterfly. A nice touch to Morrison in that opening stanza. And then dropping in the little touch to time stop slipping, slipping, slipping. There ain't no future. Just a little rearranging of words to fit that in. But the razor-sharp laser beaks attack, rip out guts, gore and gall. Stop sealing our exclusive fire. Remain ignorant in your pigsty mires. But there was another note that you both hit on it, walked around it. That's always been the divine right of kings, queens, and Illuminati. Their sacred presence is that which they don't want you to know of, that they keep themselves. But eventually, somewhere down the line, it sneaks out the back door, and that's where a revolution comes from, the knowledge attained. All right, Pam, where are you going next?
All right. Up next, we have Bungled Love by Way Down Upon Joy, and Rex, that one's yours.
Uh-oh. Again, where again?
Be there. Did you refresh your page?
Ah, there it is.
Okay.
Let's see. Bungled Love by Way Down Upon Joy. Let me see if I can do this. I left your homebody for Highlands. I thought you had shown me the door. I ate up your song, Jambalaya, just like I had done years before. You'll probably not remember. I know that you'll never forget. Bungled love is the worst, so I'm leaving again and mining a brand new mindset. Bungled love is driving me mad. I'm living my life hazy. Bungled love is driving me mad. I'm living life hazy. And lately I'm tending to humble and living my life all alone. I need some newfound enhancers, so I chose to transpose over cones. I will answer what everyone questions, why love is the ultimate spin, and just how we discover, just how it uncovers, our sense of what's right with a grin. Bungled love is driving me mad, I'm living life hazy. Bungled love is driving me mad, I'm living life hazy. When love comes in circular motion, the end is beginning rewound. It's never a useless emotion, encouraging lyrics unbound. I'll skip all that makes for confusion. I write all their passions reveal, I'll pass on a foregone conclusion, relying on trying ideals. Bungled love, it's driving me mad, I'm living life hazy. Bungled love, it's driving me mad, I'm living life hazy. Bungled love, it's driving me mad, I'm living life hazy. Bungled love, it's driving me mad, I'm living life hazy. End parody. You got first licks, Pam.
Who did you say?
You.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to the other Pam. Sorry. All right. Well, first of all, oh my gosh, great singing that you did there, Rex. I have to say, way down upon Joy, she's just spot on when it comes to song parodies. This is one of those that just makes me smile. I always enjoy song parodies, but when the rhyme and the flow and the meter match perfectly and there's that nice touch of humor. I really like how she pays tribute to the band with, I thought you had shown me the door, I ate up your song, Jambalaya. And I like that she spreads out Jambalaya so you can almost hear like the drawl in it. I used to, when I lived in Texas, had a roommate who, he was half English, half Scottish, but he had spent quite a bit of his life in India and then quite a bit of his life in down south in like Texas and some other southern states. And so he was an extremely good, very versatile cook. He would make foods from India and then he would make some really delicious jambalaya. That was actually where I learned that okra does have a use, because you know, before that, I didn't know what the hell people did with okra. But anyway, slight note there. That part just reminded me of his cooking. And, you know, so I really like, and lately I'm tending to humble and living my life all alone. I needed some newfound enhancers, so I chose to transpose over tones. I'll answer what everyone questioned, why love is the ultimate spin, and just how we discovered, just how it uncovered our sense of what might write with a grin. You know, it's funny that love can be so exhilarating and so darn just something that you fumble with. And I do like the phrase, bungled love, it's driving me mad. I'm living life hazy. I can see the smoke cloud around her already. So. Excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Bobby, how about you?
Oh, I thought this was a delightful parody. It stayed so close to the original song, and with your rendition, I almost erupted into dance. So, great delivery, and I like the way what she's done with the lyrics, bungled love. I'm with Pam. I like the play on words. Very clever, and you can hear the original song when you read through her lyrics. So I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
Thank you, Bobby. And yeah, she did stick with the original tone and voice as well as the pace. I lost my notes at one point, which kind of sucks because this actually works. So because it does run as a rhyme on full piece that you've got to almost read it at its own right pace, and I lost that bit at part of this, which sucks because there is that nice tone. And lately I'm tending to humble and living my life all alone. I needed some newfound enhancers, so I chose to transpose over tones. I'll answer what everyone questions, why love is the ultimate spin, and just how we discover, just how it uncovers our sense of what's right with a grin. I got thrown a little bit beforehand, but that rolled into it. So my apologies, Joy. This was a great piece and did stand perfectly on with the parody itself. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Great comment, Rex, and it was still an awesome lead. And much better than Bobby and I would have sung it. So,
absolutely.
Not that that's much comfort, but All right. Up next, I'm going to go ahead and read my poem, which is inspired by the song Bobby Hates, which is what I call a song. All right. This is Rocket Fuel in a Motown musical, and it goes like this. Lover boy rides a gyroscope of starlight while beluga whales pull the clouds through Pluto's arms. He's sitting down with some lesser-known gods because Jesus and Buddha both see magenta camels when they pass around the monocle. Then four-cornered Cupid dolls always be listening to the same damn sounds. His name is Morris. He's traveled the Dead Sea in a back-alley raft of coarse spirits. He ain't got time for infinite rotations of Stairway to Heaven and Hand in My Pocket. So he keeps a rat-a-tat-tatting with Hepcats and Hell Rats and the five-and-dime whores shaped like tossed-away apple cores. He's a Nirvana junkie, keeps riding the Bonanza Circuit, buffalo petticoats and rawhide whip, pulling the strings of a school mom's funkadelic fetish in a Motown musical. He turns to the woman next to him and says, "Hey there, sweet mama, how important do you think love is?" She gives him a look ugly as pond scum under a microscope and burnt popcorn in the cookie jar. She shrugs her shoulders. "Can't be all that important because I'm still contaminating my aching joints with holy water heartache and the weasels ain't yet found no reason to gnaw the marrow from my bones." He stares at her long and hard, imagines she looks like her name could be Beulah. He thinks about telling her a joke, wondering if her laugh is the creamy, toasted complexity of Bananas Foster. He thinks about writing her song that starts with the line, "Beulah, I finally know what love is." He thinks about how much fun it would be to motorboat up and down her fruit stand. But instead, he takes the joint from his lips, puts it between hers, and points to the night sky. Because sometimes love begins with knowing when someone needs to inhale a moonbeam and ride the rocket fuel. End poem.
Great read, Pam. All right, Bobby, have fun with this one.
I love the way Pam constructs, I love the way you construct a poem. Just the metaphors are like the scales on a fish. They lay over each other so beautifully and so uniformly that you dare not pick one out because you disrupt the whole feng shui. I love the storytelling and the details, Cupid dolls and back alley raft of coarse spirits, Stairway to Heaven and Hand in My Pocket, great little homages there. But I love when you get to the point where he meets this woman. She gives him a look ugly as pond scum under a microscope and burnt popcorn in the cookie jar. I love that. It's the visual imagery. I can smell that phrase. Really good.
Thank you, Bobby.
And she shrugs her shoulders. But the rest of it I love the remainder of it, where he's thinking about how she laughs and what her name could be, Beulah, and the toasted complexity of Bananas Foster. I could smell that one too. I mean, I could almost taste that phrase. So such beautiful imagery. I mean, it was so sensory. He thinks about writing her a song. Beulah, I finally know what love is. I love the storytelling in this. And it's so wonderfully textured and sensory that I really enjoyed it. It's a very evocative and engages all the senses. Very lovely piece. Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
Very kind, Bobby. All right. I can think of one word, a movie, and it kind of fits really well because it walks in that land of music. Cloud Atlas.
Oh, my.
Anybody thinking the same thing? Because of all the interweaving thought that rolls in his, it rolls on the same thought as Cloud Atlas, the next note or regimen of music that comes along with this as he travels into the in and out of that world.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of.
Good analogy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm, cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's about 3 hours of a movie.
Okay.
Watch it if you're high. Make sure you're high when you watch
it. Well, I'm never high, so.
and those last two stanzas hit on that. He takes the joint from his lips, pushed between hers, and points to the night sky. There is that that note there. You've got to, in order to enjoy this this full flung thought of energy that's worn through this, much like the music that they're rolling off the page in Cloud Atlas. You better be burnt.
Well, that was a great comment. Thank you, Rex.
All right, so where do we go next?
All right, well, I'm actually going to go ahead and put your poem up, Rex, and play your SoundCloud. And this is Dying on Your Cheddar, a parody by Intimidus Rex. And let me find that, and here we go.
My knife should be sliding, sliding, sliding into your cheese. My knife should be sliding, sliding, sliding into your cheese. I wanna dine on your cheddar, taste your brie. Dine on your cheddar, let that divot swallow me. I want to dine on your cheddar, taste your brie. Eaten through our evolution. Feed my cravings, let me sing within your heat. Touch the valley, creamy flesh knows that beat. Find those mountains, crawling up from your seat. Oh, it's our revolution. I want to dine on your cheddar, taste your brie. Dine on your cheddar, let that divot swallow me. I want to dine on your cheddar, taste your brie, flying through our solution. My knife should be sliding, sliding, sliding into your cheese. My knife should be sliding, sliding, sliding into your cheese. I want to dine on your cheddar, taste your brie. Dine on your cheddar, let that divot swallow me. I want to dine on your cheddar, taste your brie. Eaten through our evolution. My knife should be sliding, sliding, sliding into your cheese. My knife should be sliding, sliding, sliding into your cheese.
That was so awesome there, Rex. Wow. You always impress me with your parodies. He's awfully quiet. Did he drop? No, he did not. Okay.
Yes.
All right, are you going to lead your own comments, or do you want me to?
Well, I think you've already done that, haven't you?
Well, you were quiet, so somebody had to say something. All right. Bobby, your thoughts on Rex's parody?
A very, very gustatory. very gustatory a rendition. And I tell you what it reminded me of, honestly, and I don't know where I saw this. I think I saw a TV special. A comedian was parodying Evita, and he was playing on a piano, and instead of Evita, he was singing Velveeta. And that's what it reminded me of. He was going, Parmesan, Parmesan, Velveeta, Velveeta. You know that? What it reminded me of, this parody of Evita calling him Velveeta and the cheese and the difference of brie and cheddar and creamy flesh knows to be find those mountains crawling from your seat. It's hilarious. It really is. I It is a very clever a parody, because you've got the assonance of this matches the original song, and that's really, it overlays it so beautifully that it's really, really very clever.
Ah, thank you very much, Bobby.
Great comment there, Bobby. And you're right. His that Velveeta song is funny, but and so is this. It is very clever. I have to say, when it comes to people who write poems about cheese, I think you're probably my absolute favorite, Rex. And that's I really like the how you fit the flow so easily. And you know, the as soon as I read this earlier this evening, I couldn't wait to hear it. I mean, I could have listened to the SoundCloud before the show, but I really just wanted to be able to hear it on the show. And I love the way that you mix sensuality and humor. My knife should be sliding into your cheese. I want to dine on your cheddar, taste your brie. Eating through our evolution. That feed my cravings, let me sing within your heat. And I like the use of the word divot. I thought that was very cool. You definitely, you've kind of captured the vibe of the sexual revolution of cheese eaters everywhere. And hey, as long as that cheese that you're sliding into isn't cottage cheese, I think you'll be safe.
Yeah, I cut the cheese with this one and spread that brie all over the place.
Naughty, 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 naughty.
Great stuff there, Rex.
All right, what we got next?
All right. Oops, let me grab the next thing. And now, just before I grab the next poem, if there are people listening who plan on calling in and have rights on the board, you'll probably want to call in fairly soon, because we can only hold off for so long. And
Fritz will be here shortly.
Yep. So I'll keep an eye out for him. And all right, here we go. I'll go ahead and grab Naomi Sarah's right, because she has a SoundCloud for us, and put that in the room. And all right, this is Ooh La 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 by Naomi Sarah, and we have a SoundCloud, so here we go.
Oh la 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 la, you look down and I hush up, your smoky grays make me blush, all hard and flushed, babe, turn to mush, I've never wanted it so much, every night when I fall asleep, thoughts of you seep under my sheet, and the room gets so darn hot, I never want this fire to stop. I imagine kissing you, you taste so sweet. Taste so sweet like some sinful treat, like caramel melting inside my mouth. Oh, hug me tight and kiss me deep. Oh baby, light me on fire, make me scream out. Oh la 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 la, oh you, I want to meow and bark and moo, be a friggin' wolf and howl at the moon, cause I'm the bitch in my half fool. Oh la 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 la, oh come on baby, I've seen you looking at me lately, so come on over real real soon. Slip and slide so hard and easy, make me purr to your tune. Oh la 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 la, baby, je caput. Hurry over, cause I'm burning up. Send me spinning over the top. Spinning, baby, never let it stop.
Oh,
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It's greatly appreciated. And what did Naomi took Abracadabra as the prompt. All right, Pam, what you got?
Oh, my goodness. That was a great SoundCloud. I don't know if it's my phone or the studio, but even though all the volumes are turned up, I feel like the sound is a little quieter than usual tonight. But,
yeah.
Okay, so it's not just, but, you know, I really like how within her recording, and I mentioned this a lot, but it's just so important to me, is that she balances really well her background music and her singing. Neither one overpowers the other. You could tell she had a lot of fun reading this. I really liked the sensuality and ooh la la, oh, you. I guess she likes playing with animals. That was funny. I want to meow and bark and moo, be a freaking wolf and howl at the moon, because, baby. You know, all of a sudden, I don't know, I'm just, honest to goodness, I think it would be fun to be in bed with somebody who would want to be meow, bark, and moo. It'd be all kinds of fun. It would be like, who's that? The Farmer in the Dell. And I also really like how the exhilaration in the last line, turn you over because I'm burning up, sending me spinning over the top, spinning baby, never let it stop. And, you know, also the mention of caramel, like caramel melting inside my mouth. That makes for just a really wonderful metaphor and allusion. So excellent write and very well done.
And Bobby, how about you?
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed her read, her performance. Very playfully sensual. A lot of fun. It's sassy. It's saucy. It plays with your mind, and it plays with sexuality. And I really enjoy that aspect. Some of them get so intense. I expect them to catch fire and spontaneously ignite, you know, on the screen. But this is cool. I mean, this is the caramel melting inside my mouth. Hug me, baby. Hug me tight. Kiss me deep. It's really fun. It doesn't take itself seriously, but it definitely gets the message across that she's sweet, she's hot, and she's ready to try.
That's putting it on the right cusp of note and way rolling. Yeah, she does the up first three stanzas all walk heavily within that arena of the hot to trot. And then she got a little, like she said, she got playful. I want to meow and bark and moo, be a friggin' wolf and howl at the moon. Because, oh, bébé, tu me rends fou. You drive me crazy. Nice touch with that. And then again, she with that last stanza, ooh la 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 la, bébé, je capote. Well, I forgot what that means already. Oh, hell. But again, it hits on that note of now might be the time before I am the cat, the dog, the cow, and the friggin' wolf howling at the moon. It's full. Come on over. Yeah, how about doing?
Well said there, Rex. All right. And up next we have Swim Like a Fish by Brother Jacob and Bobby. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. To untangle myself here and take myself off of mute. Okay. Swim Like a Fish by Brother Jacob. Okay, here we go. And it's a parody of Fly Like an Eagle. And I am not going to sing. I wouldn't do that to you. Bye, though. The world's gone crazy, 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 losing its mind. The world's gone crazy, 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 losing its mind. I want to swim like a fish in the air, swim like a fish, feel the wind in my hair, swim like a fish, fish can't fly, the world has gone crazy, can someone tell me why? World's gone deranged, obsessed with climate change, parents protecting their children are the bad guy. Good is called evil, evil is called good. Has the world gone crazy, or am I misunderstood? The world's gone crazy, 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 losing its mind. The world's gone crazy, 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 losing its mind. I want to swim like a fish in the air, swim like a fish, feel the wind in my hair. Swim like a fish, fish can't fly. The world has gone crazy, can someone tell me why? The world's gone crazy, 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 losing its mind. The world's gone crazy, 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 losing its mind. End poem.
All right, Bobby, that was well done. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Pam.
Very cool there, yeah. Bobby. I like the way that you delved right in. I got to tell you, now this is actually pretty good. You can tell Brother Jacob had fun writing this. It's almost a spot-on parody. If only he had put something like, yeah. I want to swim like the fishes instead of swim like a fish, it would have been, that would have made it so much better to matching for the original song. But setting that aside, I like that he, this is one of those poems that to me has a serious message that's made with humor, and I like that. I like, well, first of all, it reminds me of the Einstein quote that everyone's smart, but, you know, if you judge a fish by their ability to, you know, to climb a tree, you're going to think they're stupid. So I like that it reminds me of that quote. I also like, as it says, world gone deranged, obsessed with climate change, parents protecting their children are the bad guy, good is called evil, evil is called good. But I like that he points that out in that whole part, well, that part, but where he also says along the lines of, like, he doesn't put in the word, wait a minute, though it would have been funny if he did, where he says, swim like a fish, fish can't fly. Like, it would have been so funny. Basically, the wait a minute is invisible. Like, he's almost to the end of the song, and it's like that, whoa, wait a minute, fish can't fly. Everything is just going topsy-turvy. Everything is going crazy. And you know, one, let me tell you, when it comes to parenting, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, I would take my little kids into grocery stores, and if I tried to, you know, discipline them and correct them with their behavior, somebody would step up. If I tried to ignore them and just let them cry, somebody would speak up. You know, the world is just at a time period of, like, basket cases. And, you know, I do really think that this is a great write all the way through. And as I said, if you can deliver a message with humor, people definitely appreciate that teaspoon of sugar. So excellent write and very well done.
Like you said, Pam, thank you very much. And Bobby, how about you?
Well, this is a fun read, the spot-on, I think, parody to the original song. And I agree with Pam. There's a message in here, and it's as Gilbert and Sullivan put it, a grain of truth among the chaff. And it's delivered beautifully. World gone deranged, obsessed with climate change. Parents protecting their children are the bad guy. When I read that while I was reading, I was like, I got to go back and look at that again. Like, what? And Pam, you're right. I don't have any children, but I've seen that, and it seems like everyone has an opinion. And it seems here lately that there's a sense of entitlement that they feel like they should offer it. Like, you know, it's like, what makes you think I'm interested in what you think? You know, it's like, because parents protecting their children are the bad guy. Geez, you know, it is crazy, and the song says it so beautifully.
Excellent, well said, Bobby, and you both hit on it. I think using the fish was the proper angle to work in this, because What do you do? What happens to the fish when you take it out of water?
It doesn't work.
It bellies.
It becomes dinner.
It can't breathe. And the idea with the fish is he's offering us up as fish because everything is so far out of whack that everybody is out of their bloody elements and nothing is walking on a sane path.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nicely
well,
done,
there,
Jacob.
Rex.
Thank you very much. All right. What we got next?
All right. Up next, well, I was hoping Chris would have called in by this point, but I'm guessing he's still having his breakfast tea and rubbing the sleep out of his eyes. So I'll go ahead and get the next poem up. And did I grab the next one? Yes, I did. Up next, we have The Joker by Steve Miller Band, Unraveled by Diane D. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So let me find that.
The Joker by Steve Miller Band, Unraveled by Diane D. Some wonder about the words of my songs. Yeah. Some call me by the name of my songs. Some people ask me questions. What does it mean, the pompousness of love? People can sometimes get crazy. Say you're killing the song, killing the song. Well, won't you listen, lady, just listen. Because you don't know, don't know, don't know, don't know the song. Because I'm a writer, I'm a singer, I'm a player, and I'm a ringer. I wear my Levi's 501. I'm a squealer, I'm a wheeler, I'm a downtown dealer. All I want is to sing my song. I'm a writer, I'm a singer, I'm a player, and I'm a ringer. I wear my Levi's 501. I'm a squealer, I'm a wheeler, I'm a downtown dealer. I found my something in the fun. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're the music notes that I needed to hear. I want to sing the lyrics that will make you dance. Snuggy buggy, snuggy buggy, snuggy buggy one more time. Listen, lady, I sure have to make you mine. Because I'm a writer, I'm a singer, I'm a player, and I'm a ringer. I wear my Levi's 501. I'm a squealer, I'm a wheeler, I'm a downtown dealer. All I want is to sing my song. I'm a writer, I'm a singer, I'm a player, and I'm a ringer. I wear my Levi's 501. I'm a squealer, I'm a wheeler, I'm a downtown dealer. I found my something in the fun. Yeah, 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 yeah. People can sometimes get crazy. Say you're killing the song. But don't you listen, don't listen. No, don't listen, lady, because they will steer you wrong. You're the music notes that I needed to hear. I want to sing the lyrics that will make you dance. Snuggy buggy, snuggy buggy, snuggy buggy one more time. Listen, lady, but I sure have to make you mine. End poem.
Great read, Diane. Thank you very much. That was wonderful. And I even dropped in the a little thought in the her AN, something I mentioned a while ago. I got this funny, lazy, sexy little tune. But I didn't come together until a party in Nevada north of San Francisco. I sat on the hood of a car under the stars with an acoustic guitar making up lyrics, and I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, on Midnight Toker came out, his chorus, and the Space Cowboy, Gangster Love, Maurice, and Pompous Love, all references to songs he did before. Nice touch there, Diane. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what'd you think?
Oh, I enjoy this. I always enjoy Diane's SoundCloud. And this poem stands very well on its own as a tribute to the song, but But I do also appreciate, as you mentioned, how she brought up that in her AN that you'd been talking about earlier. And what I like is that she quotes them as saying, you know, to people. So when people ask what the song means, he says, it means whatever you want it to mean. It really doesn't have to mean anything. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about flow of conscience, or not even, but abstract or surrealism imagery used in poetry, or even as you were mentioning, you know, the Jabberwocky and other like, you know, just nonsense type poetry, is there's this freedom of thought to embrace that they mean absolutely everything or absolutely nothing, and even simultaneously. And I really like her humor in this. I like how she has her own things. Like I'm a singer, I'm a player. I wear my Levi's 501. I'm a squealer, I'm a wheeler. I'm a backstage dealer. I like I'm a wheeler because it reminds me of how people love their off-road ATVs. Like up here in Wisconsin, we've got all the trails, and I'm sure, you know, like the snowmobiles, the you know, four-wheelers, three-wheelers. I also like the use of the word snuggy buggy. That was fine. But I think my absolute favorite part is when it says, people sometimes get crazy, say you're killing the song, but don't listen, don't listen. No, don't listen, lady, because they will steer you wrong. And what I like about those lines is that, you know, it just, you know, has an idea of just poo-pooing on anybody who doesn't like that you write song parodies, that doesn't like that you have fun, that doesn't like maybe that you don't sing it exactly on tune. Because the point is that you're doing what you enjoy. You're having fun. So, you know, just give the middle finger to them all. And excellent write and very well done.
Nicely said, Pam. Thank you very much. And Bobby, how about you?
Want me to follow that comment? I can't. I have to say that I've got to say, you know, with deference to Steve Miller, I like Diane D's version much better. I like her version better. I it had that obnoxious tune in there, and with that twangy little guitar in the background. But I love what she did with the lyrics. The parody is again it's mapped over. It's snuggy buggy. I love that. It's so imaginative, and her wordplay in this with the bridge. I'm a writer, I'm a singer, I'm a player, I'm a ringer, squealer, dealer, wheeler, backstage dealer. Great wordplay, great rhyme. This is a wonderful parody, and for people who don't like parodies of songs, obviously they've never listened to Spike Jones or Alan Sherman, or Weird Al Yankovic, who made his living doing parodies of rock songs.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Bobby. All right, Pam.
All right. Up next, we have Come On and Dance by Lawrence 67, and go ahead, Rex, and give that a read for us.
Ah, okay. Come on and dance by Lawrence 67. Come on and dance. Oh, no, I can't. I said dance, but I don't know how. I said dance, pow, pow, pow. I did the twist, cha-cha-cha, foxtrot, and low, and threw in a merengue for good measure. Who knew I could dance so good? Just needed a little motivation. Nicely done, Lawrence. Thank you very much. And Bob. Pam, you want to start?
I'm sorry. I was lost in my own little world of being a dancing queen. So,
well, that's
yes.
Not exactly where this one was going, but... Yo, Tenderfoot, I said, dance. I can't dance. I said, dance. Bang, bang, bang. Ow. Oh, which one would you like? A cha-cha-cha. Foxtrot. Yeah, now I can do it real good.
Oh, my gosh. This actually reminds me of I was watching the movie Tombstone the other night. But what I like about this is that it has a great sense of humor. You know, you could see it very easily as being a scene in a cheesy Western, but you could also very easily see it being a scene in a household with a rather dominating woman who has decided her partner is going to learn how to dance. And I really like this all the way through, but especially after he says, pow, 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 I did the twist, cha-cha-cha, foxtrot, and threw in a merengue for good measure. Who knew I could dance so good? Just needed a little motivation. That really cracked me up. You know, the funny thing is I'm a horrible dancer. I am. But, you know, you get me with the right combination of shots and beer, and I'm out there on the dance floor. Not anymore. But way back, a couple decades ago, my stepsister and I would go out. We do some shots, grab some cold beer, and just go to. First thing we do is we go up to the DJ in the booth and request "Closer" by Nine Inch Nails, and then we just be out on the dance floor. And this is great fun and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Bobby, how about you?
I'm stuck in the past. When you were reading it, it immediately reminded me of the Jerome Kern song, I Won't Dance. I think Sinatra made that popular. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet things they shouldn't do. That's what it reminded me of. When he was talking, come on, dance, I can't. And that's what it reminded me of. It had the same flavor on it that someone getting dragged out on the dance floor and decided to make the best of a bad situation. But it's a cute, it's a really charming little brevity and it looks like it was fun to write.
Well, he took The song itself is pretty much very short. There's not a whole lot of words and a lot of the music's going, yeah. Night is falling. We got to get down to a swing town. There's not a whole lot of words in it, but the thought is come on and dance. Now that touch with come on dance, and then that thought with the pow pow had me. We don't need no stinking badges. Boom boom boom.
Yeah, from High Sierra. Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid that I've been accused by some of our other members of having a really annoyingly retentive memory. You know, I can't help it. It's the way it works. But if you ever heard that Jerome Kern song?
Not offhand that I recall.
It's by Jerome Kern. The title is I Won't Dance. And it's, I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they shouldn't do. And it's a cute song. And it's done, actually, Astaire and Rogers did it in a movie in 1953. I can't remember the name of the movie. But it's really cute. And they're dancing while they're saying, don't ask me.
All right.
Cool. I'll definitely have to give that song a listen.
I'll put the link in the.
Okay, cool. Yeah, go ahead and do that, like, after the show. And up next, well, first of all, I want to welcome Chris to the show. So welcome, Chris. Glad you could join us.
Hey, Chris. Morning, everyone. Hey. How are you all?
Excellent. How about you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Woken up now, walk the dog, so we're all ready to go.
Awesome, awesome. Glad you got to give him a walk, and he'll be a happy boy. All right. And up next, we have Miller Time by Babbler, and it goes like this. Did anyone call you a space cowboy tripping through those spaces between cracked dormitory doors, writing lyrics to youth wasted on blue ribbons and chilling? No one really listening to the nonce, everyone listening to the noise, everyone not catching the callback but hitting the vibe, one night stand on repeat, turning in lazy 45s, knowing that you're waiting down in the basement between Saturday morning cartoons and a four-year degree. Just got to get me a new needle and I can spin it back to scratch. No, we ain't going nowhere, baby. We're here for a good time. The gangster's hung his hat up and I put pinstripes down on the glass. There's fresh water in the vase and I'm closing my eyes. Been a while since we went for a ride, headed out west past the sunset. Am I still the cutest thing you ever did see? There are still some peaches dangling from the tree. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Chris, since you're new in the room, why don't you kick us off, please?
I only sort of basically heard it quickly while I was actually looking for the poem to read it. So
if
you come back to me, I'll... Yeah.
Yes. Bobby, how about you?
Babbler did a great job of threading the song lyrics into her piece. I mean, Space Cowboy, she starts with Space Cowboy, ends with there's still some peaches dangling from the tree. The gangster's hung up his hat. This is a great parody. It's almost storytelling about the song. And what she's done with it is very clever. She's put her own spin on it, which I really like. The gangster's hung up his hat, put pinstripes down on the glass. There's fresh water in the vase, and I'm closing my eyes. It's been a while since we went for a ride. It's Babbler's usually very, raw. And this is pretty smooth.
Absolutely. There's a sensual undertone to it with the back end of this. Hung up his hat, been a while since went for a ride, headed out west past the sunset. Am I still the cutest thing you ever did see? That's a line from the song, too. But I like what she did up top as well. No one really listening to the nonce, a pompous of love, the nonce.
Yeah.
nice touch there, Babs. I like that. And then the thought of a one-night stand on repeat, turning in lazy 45s, knowing that you're waiting down in the basement between Saturday morning cartoons and a four-year degree. Boy, what a hell of a play. That sort of Saturday morning cartoons and a four-year degree. Clever piece there, Babbler. Thank you very much.
Very.
Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. This is very clever. What I like is that this has that sensual undertone, but that it tells a storyline. It very much, to me, comes across as being about high school sweethearts that have gotten married, grown old together, you know, everyday life has gotten in the way, and so there's not that as much of that physical romance and excitement that used to be there. And I like that she starts with the question, did anyone call you a space cowboy? And I like that because what it makes me think of is like that somehow I picture somebody who was perhaps, you know, on the high school football team reliving their glory days or, you know, whatever their glory days were, they're reliving it. And their wife looking at them and going, are you sure you're remembering that right? I'm pretty sure nobody ever called you a space cowboy. And I really like that. And I also like how, as Bobby mentioned, she weaves in the references to the song. And that ending was just great. Am I still the cutest thing you ever did see? There are still some peaches dangling from the tree. It's like, you know what? The fruit's being offered. You better grab it. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice to say, Pam. And Chris, how about you?
It's a great write. I mean, I'm not familiar enough with Steve Miller lyrics, so the poem might mean more to me if I knew where the actual lyrics are in it, because, I mean, I love the last line. Is it a lyric from a song, or is it "There's still some peaches dangling from a tree"? Is that a lyric from one of his songs, or is that just a random line she's put in?
Which one was that?
The very last line, "There are still some peaches dangling from the tree." Is that a lyric from one of his songs?
Oh, yeah, that's from the song. There's a piece in the song that says, "Really love your peaches, want to shake your tree." So, of course, it's a turnaround on that line.
Like you say, it's a very reflective piece almost. It's looking back on the relationship, and is it going to go forwards? I don't know. I mean, it's a lovely poem to read. I don't understand it enough from the lyric, not knowing enough deep in the lyrics. But it's a great poem, though.
Great thoughts there, Chris. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what we got next?
All right, Chris, your poem is up. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
So I'm about to show you my ignorance about the Steve Miller Band in this poem, so where is it to? Right, here we are. So that Rex and that Pam and Rex, of their upcoming contests, I have no idea what to expect. I do know I normally end up adding more to my music library. So now we come to the Steve Miller Band. Could count their songs I know on one hand and still have enough fingers left to do a V sign. I know the Joker, Abracadabra. Thanks to a previous Rex and Pam contest, I also know My Dark Hour. I'd better add a greatest hits album, so later when I phone in, I won't appear a space cowboy or a bumbling amateur. End poem.
Great read, Chris. Thank you very much. I appreciate the humor in it. Hey, I'm always up for offering up a little more to your musical library to play with. So
oh, you certainly have. Don't worry about that.
And I like the fun and humor you drop in here. Still have enough fingers left to do a V sign. I like that. And the thought, I won't appear a space cowboy or a bumbling amateur. Nah. You still come loaded for fun. Oh, and I've got two coming up. Next week, we're getting into Tina Turner songs. So whatever your favorite is, bring it on down. And I've got somebody on, Joanne Shore Taylor?
I don't.
Well, she's a Brit blues musician from down Birmingham way.
Okay.
She's coming up, too.
Okay, then, so let's look her up.
All right, Pam, what do you think?
I really enjoyed this. I like how you have a sense of humor, how you admit that, you know, because of Rex's contest, that your library keeps growing more and more extensive. And I really liked that third stanza where you still said, where you say, so now we come to the Steve Miller Band, could count their songs and on one hand and still have enough fingers left to do a V sign. I will say that when it comes to the rhythm and rhyme contest and the music offering, that is all on Rex. But since I do, he very rarely, pretty much never takes my suggestions. But you know what? Since I do a lot of the promoting of the contests and the shows, I'll go ahead and accept the thank you. So I thought this was just a wonderful write, and I really am so glad that Rex's contest and choices of prompts inspires you to write and to be part of the shows. So thank you.
Well, I thoroughly enjoy it. Thank you very much. And behind every king is a queen, Pam. Don't worry.
And Bobby, how about you?
My favorite humorists have always been the people who can engage in self-deprecating humor, because I think the person who can laugh at themselves is more confident than the people around them, and this piece is very self-deprecating. You're having the joke on yourself and laughing along with everyone. They're not laughing at you; they're laughing with you. A better add a greatest hits album so later when I phone in, I won't hear a space cowboy. But it's a very simple but straightforward piece that when you can admit you don't know something, that's quite an admission.
Thank you much, Bobby.
All right, Pam. I think we got, what, two left?
Yep, two or so left. And up next is Your Bookie by Kel Smiles. And Bobby, will you give that a read for us, please?
In the words of Mo, certainly. Kel Smiles, Your Bookie. And I was looking to see if she, are you a space cowboy? She didn't leave the song. Some people think I'm a criminal. Some may believe I'm bad to the bone. Some call me by my name because I call the spreadsheet, dude. That they can call me all they want. I'm making you money, baby. I'm making you money you don't know, baby. At the races, all the races, baby, playing the games, running the best bets. Because I'm a stickler, I'm a picker, clicker, I'm a laugher. I laughed all the way to the bank. I got the moolah, baby. And you can take that to the bank. I've got your ticket. I'm a little wicked. I love the rush. When the horse I pick runs through the gates, I have a favorite one, baby. He's a green-eyed guy. How many tickets do you require? End poem.
Great read, Bobby. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, lead us off, please.
Oh, I really enjoyed this. And I'm betting anybody who's into betting and horse racing. I felt like Bobby put just the right tone of attitude in her read. And, you know, I like how this comes across as, you know what, I know what I am. I'm the guy that everybody hates and everybody likes. And you know what, they might not like me, but I have what they want, and that's the tickets. So just a great humor again. This has been such a fun night of poetry, and I really enjoyed, because I'm a stickler, I'm a picker, I'm a clicker, I'm a laugher. I laughed all the way to the bank. I got the mola, baby. Awesome lines. Very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Chris, how about you?
It's a great poem. I mean, somebody went bad to the bone. Was that George Thorogood's song, Bad to the Bone? The second line? Was it George Thorogood that destroyed you saying I'm bad to the bone?
Yes.
Yes.
But obviously it's happened. So it's, I mean, again, lyrically, this could be a song, couldn't it? Is it a parody of one of his songs? I'm sure I've heard I'm a Picker, I'm a Sticker, one of his songs.
Oh, no. She just used it as a play, something to add to that criminal tone. From that first line.
I thought that was in a Steve Miller song somewhere. He was singing, I'm a so-and-so, I'm a so-and-so, I'm a so-and-so. Oh, sad, this is my greatest hits album enough yet. I do love, okay, it's obviously about betting. I love the song, I love to rush when the horse I picked runs through the gates. I mean, it's a bit like I tend to bet on football, and if your team wins, or especially if they win for a last-minute goal, you get the same rush. You think, I can't believe it. My luck's in. No, it's a great song. I mean, I've read a lot of Kelly's poetry, and it's always a good reading. This adds to the pile. Very good poem.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris. I like the, she actually kept tone with the song at the outset through halfway. Then it kind of got a little drawn out with what she put into it. But some people think I'm a criminal. Some maybe believe I'm bad to the bone. Some call me by my name because I call the spreadsheets dude. So she's got that the tone from the song itself. And it works right down to the, because I'm a stickler, I'm a picker, I'm a clicker, I'm a laugher. I laughed all the way to the bank. Nicely done, especially if you're a bookie and you're actually making money instead of dropping it. All right, Pam, what you got?
Great comments, everybody. All right. Up next, we have Abracadabra by Timbuktu. And Chris, would you give that a read for us, please?
I shall. I'm just finding it and having a quick look. Abracadabra by Timbuktu. Flew like an eagle playing Steve's song. His fun music didn't take long. Just when I thought I might hear him play, got my headphones right away. I'm burning, burning, tied at the stake. My wheels were turning, sun's all around. Steve is jamming as he takes us all down. Abracadabra, I'll reach out to grab ya. Abracadabra, his magic playing will nab ya. After all, Steve is a joker, a stroker, a midnight toker. He's been working so hard, band's been dancing so hard. Come on, babe. Come on, baby, let's dance. Bump, 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 bump. I ain't complaining, but I need to find him a true, fine love. Someone another that's sweet as your mother. A true, fine love to keep on rocking me, baby. Cease jumping on the big jet airliner. Don't take him too far away. He's a big, funny space cowboy. I call him Gangster of Love. Now go on, take the money and run. People keep talking about Steve's baby, saying he's doing you wrong, but don't worry, Mama. Steve's right here at home, because he's a joker. Now we get down to the swing town. Last corner he swerves, he's got the mercury blues. He went downtown to buy a mercury, to cruise and up and down. Some people call Steve Morris. Sure don't hurt. Sure don't to hurt no one. End poem.
Great read, Chris. Thank you very much. And Bobby, why don't we start with you, please?
This is really clever. There's so many different songs cited in this piece, so cleverly woven together. This is a very skilled pastiche of about a half a dozen different songs with the lyrics all married together in one poetic piece. Beautifully done. I really like this.
Thank you, Bobby. Pam, how about you?
I really enjoyed this too. I know I've seen Timbuktu's writing before, but I don't think we get to see them enough on our shows because, you know, they just really, you can tell, again, as somebody who had a lot of fun, is a real fan of the music. His use of the song titles throughout and the humor in it. I really like Steve's jumping on a big jet airliner. Don't take him too far away. He's a big, funny space cowboy. I call him the Gangster of Love. There's so many clever lines here. I really like how he just keeps calling Steve by his first name. Like the whole idea, like they're just like best buds hanging out, having a beer together, a midnight toke and all that. So, you know, excellent fun write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Chris, you got to read it. How about you?
First of all, it's a lovely poem to read, and I hope I've done it justice. That's the first thing I'll say. But I can see there's obviously his song titles throughout it, and as I say, I sort of... yes, I can see his song titles throughout it. It flowed lovely to read. I'm trying to, like, sort of go back over points I actually remembered on it now. So I haven't heard enough of the songs to be familiar with it yet, but as I say, it's a great read, and I just hope I've done it justice. Sorry if that sounds a very lame comment.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. You read it just fine, Chris. A great piece of reading there. And right. He dropped in a ton of stuff that I put on the board to play with, plus some others that weren't on the board. I mean, you got Fly Like an Eagle. You've got Abracadabra. You've got the Joker. You've got Space Cowboy. You've got the Mercury Blues down the bottom.
I wouldn't know Mercury Blues.
Swing Town. He's even dropped in some... let's see, you've got he's a big, funny space cowboy. I call him the Gangster of Love. Take the Money and Run, another song there. He's a joker. You got but he drops in Last Corner, he swerves. He's got the Mercury Blues. He went downtown to buy a Mercury, too, cruising up and down. And then he drops in the thought with Maurice, and he dropped in a couple of lines, the sort of a "sure don't want to hurt no one," and I think the "bump bump bump" comes from another song. "Abracadabra," "reach out and grab you" is part of one song. So he dropped in some lines here to play with, and he's worked out a nice thought. I mean, Big Jet Airline is in here too, so he hit off pretty much everything I had on the board to play with, and a few more, plus a little inroads play with Maurice, "Gangster Love," and "Space Cowboy" to kind of tighten it out into a piece that's actually pretty good. I like it.
It was so. I really enjoyed the piece. I just didn't know the songs enough to sort of connect it to the piece. You see what I'm saying? But as a poem, it's a great standalone poem anyway. If it didn't have any lyrics in it, it's a great piece of writing.
Yes, that's the hardest thing to do. Is if you want to make a note to something and you got to drop a lyric in, sometimes it don't fit too well. You got to work it right. So Timbuktu did a great job with that. So thank you very much for that late entry. Really enjoyed it and look forward to seeing you some more. All right, Pam, are we done with the? We done all everything we got on the board?
Yeah, I put an extra one on the board, but I'm going to skip it because what I'd like to do before you wrap things up is mention some upcoming shows that need rights.
All right.
First of all, great show tonight, Rex. I had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the Tina Turner show. Now, I would like to let people know that Richard Wiseman is running a contest looking for rights for Veterans Day and Armistice Day. For Thursday's show, that is a very important show, and it's you don't have to be an American, know an American veteran. You can be from other countries and write. It's an important day and an important show where we pay honor to veterans who have served in the military and served their country. So make sure to check that out. For Rex's After Midnight show, he is running a contest with quotes from Norman Mailer. For Tuesday's Twisted Tuesday show, I am running a contest with quotes from Carolyn Wells. Fill My Eyes is running a contest from The Art of Seduction, which I highly recommend checking out because she has some just absolutely gorgeous sensual imagery, whereas most of the pictures in black and white with just a touch of color. For After Midnight with the Midnight Bomber and Captain B2, aka our Bobby, is running a contest with quotes from the friends and rivals Sigmund Freud and Carlos Jung, but anyways, it's just such a great lineup of contests and topics for this coming up week. So everyone, please make sure to check it out. I encourage you to check out the topic boards and the contest, but I especially am asking you that if you have ever known a veteran or just appreciate a veteran, check out the topic board or in the contest for Richard Wiseman's show on Thursday. And with that being said, all right, Rex, all yours to wrap up.
Well, great show, Pam. Thank you. Bobby, thank you for stopping in and spending the show with us. I had a lot of laughs with this, especially from – we had some great parodies running in here, and you anteed up on your end, too, so that was cool. Chris, thank you very much for coming in, and we hope to see you again very, very soon. And I did drop you a note with a video of one of Joanne's songs that you can check into, see what you like. And actually, since that's the end of the evening, remember, next week is Tina Turner, and the song is your choice. All right, gang, have a good night, and thank you very much.
All the best, everyone.